What is there to say from you, particularly about that first half?
We didn't play well today. They made it difficult for us. They pressed us, and when you're bottom of the league and lacking confidence a little bit, that showed today at times. Kept making mistakes and errors. And then two poor goals from our point made it very, very difficult for us.
We hear the crowd where we sit, and the feeling was that they just weren't getting stuck in the first half, to use the old-fashioned vernacular.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we was losing battles at times. And as I say, the pressure from them was good. We just didn't show enough composure today and have enough oomph in us. We trained well this week. It was disappointing to see that display, to be honest.
Especially defensively, those two goals, killer times.
They were, yeah. And, you know, this team has won, I don't know, 3 games in 37 games. It's a worry. But we can only go back to the training ground, try and tighten ourselves up defensively and go to the next game. That was a big opportunity today.
Would you agree you got to win 6 out of the last 10 to survive?
No idea. Tonight, I haven't even looked at it. But in terms of this game, we knew it was a very important game for us, and we needed to put a better display in than that if we was going to win.
With the greatest respect to Huddersfield, and I really do mean that, they're 10 points better off than you now. I mean, that just doesn't seem logical, given the fact they've been promoted. I know they give everything, but the players that you've got, they're 10 points ahead of you.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
You're well, okay, do you disagree with me?
I think we should be doing a lot better, yeah.
So that is an amazing gap, isn't it, of 10 points between the newly promoted side and you guys have been here for 8 seasons.
Yeah, but we've been having problems for a long while, by the way, so we're trying to sort of fight our way out of it. And today, even though as much fight as we put on the pitch, it wasn't good enough today.
What are the problems?
Don't score enough goals, and we conceded poor goals today, for sure.
Yeah. The players will get the stick, but you're the figurehead. It's with you, isn't it?
Always is, with the manager, absolutely.
How do you feel then about your time here?
I think the most important thing for me is to try and keep these players, get their players' heads up, try and go and attack the next game as best we can. And that's my job, because I only work week to week. There's no point going past the history of what's gone on, what hasn't gone on, what's gone right and what's gone wrong now. We've just got to try and win our next game and go from there.
With your experience, what could you bring then in the next few weeks?
Well, we're going to have to find a formula that's going to work for us, because the next game is away. It'll be difficult. We've got to find a way to stop conceding goals at the moment. That's a problem that we've not really had before. In the last few games, we conceded more than we should.
Presumably, you've got ideas what to do about that.
Yeah.
Starting on training this week?
Absolutely.
What's the message to the fans, Alan? Because that's the first kind of negative reaction today, isn't it, that you've had from them, really?
Yeah, because, you know, we was expectant today. I think we didn't deliver, really. And after seeing the training this week and thinking we was in a good place, it was a surprise, really, some of the performances we had. And we've all got to look at ourselves. You know, it's no point kind of hiding behind the shape, the formula or anything else. As individuals, we need to stand up, me as the manager and them as players.
Were you entitled to expect more from one or two players today, do you think, as the manager?
I thought I'd have got a bit more than I got today out of certain players, but sometimes, you know, you can't put your finger on why that performance is dipped a little bit in certain areas. The goals come at killer times, really. It's just after half time when we're kind of just trying to get ourselves better placed for the second half. It's just disappointing. I just feel for our fans, and obviously we now got a real fight for us, show some dignity now as we go into these final games.
And that's the message, you fight on.
Absolutely. Well, there's nothing else for us to do. We've got to try and keep ourselves together, go to the next game, find a formula that's going to get us a result, any formula.